This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're just despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We've been talking for 2 hours now about the JFK assassination. You know, what took place this day. I had a couple of people on that have written books about it, have a different take on it than some, but both coming from different angles. You know, one was totally that Oswald was a patsy, and the other one was more in line with that, well, Oswald actually did it. You know, make up your own mind. There's two, there's, well, what did I think last I said there was 2,700. We looked at for the number. Let me see. Like 2,700 books written about Kennedy. So, you know, you've got something you can do here, right? Go look it up on your own. Don't take my word for it. I never ask you to actually just take my word for it. I don't think I've ever done that. But, you know, you need to look things up yourself and don't depend on guys like me to give you all your information. You know, tomorrow being Turkey Day and everything, I figured coming up is David Fisher. We talk a little bit with him about what his traditions are on Thanksgiving Day. But we're also going to talk to him about, you know, what's going on in the finance world, too. You need to have a clue. I'm always curious as to how the holidays really pan out from a financial standpoint, anyhow. While I was looking for information today on finances, I came up with this, which is great. Now, for some of you who get GQ magazine, because you like the pictures, they are telling people, believe it or not, they're telling people that it's their civic duty to ruin Thanksgiving for your Trump-supporting family. Isn't that nice of them? A piece of the GQ magazine calls on readers to make Thanksgiving Day hell for any relatives who support President Donald Trump. It's time to ruin your Trump-supporting family's Thanksgiving for America, Joe Berkowitz wrote. You know what would be really cool about this? What if the majority of the people in the room are Trump supporters and your family member didn't know it? Wouldn't that be like the ultimate cool? And just let them go hang themselves. And then everybody have a, you know, like a button or a shirt. Like I have, you know, Stand for America. But maybe have a button on. Maybe have a MAGA cap. And right after they're done with the little tirade, the little rant, you put the cap on and then throw them out. Seriously. You say, you know what? Since you're acting like a child, you get to go sit at the little kids' table. I think that would be great. I think it would be awesome, actually. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Now, if you headed home for the holidays, or to a household that still thinks a sex-offending game show host in rapid cognitive decline was the best choice for president, it is your civic duty to filibuster Thanksgiving, he argues. He offers several suggestions for how to ruin Thanksgiving dinner, including not showing up. Well, actually, if you don't show up, better for me. I got more lasagna for me, you know what I'm saying? Berkowitz wrote that this isn't just about spite, but potentially chipping away at Trump's base. Right. So the best way to get somebody on your side is to openly aggravate them. It shows you what a loon these people actually are. If your family's unmoved after a ruined Thanksgiving, though, that's fine, too, because after all, next year's Thanksgiving falls just after the 2018 midterms. And if your true-believing parents still feel the way they do now, you might ruin their holiday in another way, included. Hey, they're going to lose. They still have no message. They still have no message. Their messages were better than them, which is useless. It doesn't work. Didn't work for them last time. According to a new NPR PBS NewsHour Mirrors poll, 58% of the people are dreading having to talk politics around the dinner table. Just 31% said they were eager to discuss the latest news with family and friends, while 11% didn't even know. which is really funny. I don't mind talking to family members about politics. I think it's really funny. And I don't argue with them, if you would. My conversation with them is always, well, what about this? And what about that? And what about this? And how come you didn't this? A lot of them will say to you, as they've said to me, is why do you keep throwing up, you know, Democrats from the past, President Obama from the past, when we talk about what Trump's doing? I said, because you have to have a measuring. You have to have a measure point. Yeah, you have to have a point to start with. If you're outraged by something President Trump has said, then if I can show you where Obama said the same thing and you weren't outraged, doesn't that show hypocrisy? And they look at you like you got two heads, because you're sitting there saying to them, look, you can't have it both ways. You cannot sit there and beat on Trump for doing exactly what Obama did. Beat on Trump for issuing executive orders only, and your only reasoning is because Trump is more racist than Obama. Or Trump was a racist and Obama wasn't. But I got news for you. There are plenty of black members of society that feel that President Obama was very much a racist. That didn't do anything for the race, the race wars that are going on here in America now. Nothing. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, so tomorrow, you need to tune in. Look, if you're with family, stay with family. Or you could turn on the show and you really aggravate them to no end. But if you're with family, have some fun. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you don't get to see these people year after year after year. Some, God forbid, you won't ever see again. So spend some time with them. Make sure, you know, that things end properly. Seriously. And you don't have to, don't get caught up in all the nasties that you hear Newsweek comparing Donald Trump to Charlie Manson. You know, because Trump is a mass murderer. This is what I said to you a few minutes ago. They have no message. Absolutely none. And they think by comparing Trump to Hitler, comparing Trump to Charlie Manson, comparing Trump to these people, it's somehow going to do something for them, win something for them. And they get nothing out of it. There is no return for investment. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Go heat up your coffee, do what you got to do, and come on back. Don't want you to miss the rest of this, but I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, and I do appreciate, you know, and again, remember, you've got a whole bunch of stuff going on. Explain to the young ones the real story behind Thanksgiving. Explain to the young ones really what happened with the JFK assassination. I'm not talking about conspiracies. I'm talking about history. We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking. walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Google has all but banned the movie series, What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Won't be so happy for the turkey, that's for sure. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Usually not the intro that I give my next guest. He's on with us every week to kind of explain to us the finances of the day. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, joins me today. Not so happy for the turkey, right, David?
You know, as they said, I'm glad I'm not a turkey, huh?
Oh, so, you know, I know you and I talk about fairly serious stuff, you know, always talking about finances and where we're at and what have you. But, you know, Turkey Day, Thanksgiving Day, and some people find it an offensive day. I'm going to talk about that later. But what kind of traditions, what do you remember in your family? What are the things that you're most, warm your heart the most when you think about Thanksgiving Day?
I love it when everybody gets around the table and there's incredible food. And we have outrageous conversations
spirited discussion, would you say?
It's more than you ever would expect. I come from a German descent, and my father, who's really not my blood father, because my father passed away when I was very young, age three, so who I call my father now, Norwegian descent, and they didn't really talk much around the table. So when everybody gets together, obviously the conversation around Thanksgiving is totally quite different the rest of the year on holidays. So it's a lot of fun.
And again, we forget to take a few minutes. You know, I'm doing a whole piece tomorrow on our founding fathers. You know, we've always been told that our founding fathers did not want religion. They want this to be separated from religion or anything to do with religion or God or all that stuff, which is a line of, to phrase another famous Joe, what a line of malarkey that was. And, you know, I go through and I'm reading some of their speeches. I'm reading their Thanksgiving proclamations. And there was one, but I won't mention his name. Not one left God out. Not one told people, don't bother. Every one of them pretty much said, you know, you need to drop to your knees and thank the Almighty for the providence that we have, for the blessings that we have, for the country that this is. And I think we've kind of lost that over the years. And I wish people would remember why we're where we're at as a country, don't you?
Well, you know, we came to our country in 1621 on the Plymouth, the Mayflower. That year, they celebrated Thanksgiving. It was 102 passengers that landed in New England, and it was brutal winter. And so they were thankful that they were alive, and they gave thanks. And then years later, obviously, Lincoln, I think it was, who actually put into effect that Thanksgiving is going to be celebrated, and he declared that, if my memory serves me right. So that was in the midst of a civil war there, and President Lincoln said, let's have a national day of Thanksgiving where we need to be thankful for what the Lord has done in our lives as a great nation.
Yeah, and again, I was telling people earlier, so I was sitting with a group of people, and I said, look, whether you believe in God or not, who are you going to thank? You're going to thank yourself? I mean, really, seriously. You look around you, you look at the power that this country has had worldwide. I was saying the other day, one of the things that we have forgotten about, or maybe we just don't think about it, I don't know which, but we're probably the only country on the face of the planet that has had the ability to really, truly create mass destruction worldwide. We've had the bomb, we've had the technology, and we've never, ever used it to take over a country, to take over a government for our own good. So I think we have a lot to be thankful for and a lot to be proud of, don't you?
Absolutely. You know, I'm doing another national radio show coming up, and we're actually talking about Thanksgiving. And from a biblical standpoint, I'm going to share a scripture there that says, giving thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will, out of Thessalonians. And, you know, life has its curveballs. Life has challenges. But there's something that is incredible about a humble and a thankful heart. Call it the Lord. I will call it Him that. You would also give credence to that.
Mm-hmm.
But some people who don't want to say it's God and say it's the universe, there's something about when a person has a thankful heart, good things can come to that person so much more easier than a person that is angry or not humble. And so there's power in humbleness and power in thankfulness is what I'm trying to say.
Yep, I agree with you. Okay, speaking of humble, when you cut your tax check, look, the House passed a 2018 tax bill last week, and give me some of your ideas about it, really where the problems lie or the gutches lie for you. But it's not a done deal, even with both sides voting for it. It has to go to conference after that, right?
Yeah, it's just what happens is they're kind of separated on what they all agree about, and so the next thing is going to conference, which is the Senate and the House coming together, both chambers, to reconcile their differences. That's what they call a conference. So the House bill is a 440-page legislation bill that is sweeping the tax code. It was passed 227 to 202. 205. No Democrats voted for it, and 13 Republicans voted against it. Mostly those, Joe, in what you call high tax states. Districts there, New York, New Jersey, etc. They don't want to have the SALT taken away, which is a being able to deduct your state and local taxes on your Fed tax return. So this is a $1.5 trillion tax cut for businesses and individuals. This is the first piece of legislation that delivers achievement for President Trump in his tenure, because we didn't get a lot of the other things in reference to his, so far him being in office. But the attention is, kind of being now turned towards the Senate, because there things are coming out saying this is bill is actually going to raise taxes on lower income Americans within a few years. They're saying a lot of different things. There's some benefit to it, I think. There's definitely some drawback. Me personally, I had my CPA run the numbers this year versus what the if what the House wanted goes into effect into law, my taxes will go up 22%. And I'm all fine with that if the government gets back to living within its means and not spending. But that's the whole problem, which usually these tax bills, even under Reagan, the government spent more, and under JFK, the government spent more. So there's the challenge. You know, they have to balance the budget. But I will say this time, you know, under Reagan, we had 21 years of growth, economic growth, as a result of a huge tax break. And we're wanting to do some of the same, not exactly, it's less than that, but they do want to lower the corporate tax from 35% down to 20%. The challenge with that is most pass-through LLCs, that the owner of the company gets paid off, gets paid in dividends, which are taxed less than corporate earnings, doesn't get the application of the tax break. So it defaults under individual instead of corporate. This was presented as a tax break for the middle income person, and all the things that I'm seeing, as much as I support Trump, it's not showing those numbers.
All right, well, we're going to hit on some of those numbers when we come back, because I want to bullet point some of the items that the average person is going to run into, and I think that because I'm tired of hearing four different stories from five different people. So we'll talk about that when we come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and fans nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
You're part of a dying breed, Habsburg, like people who can name all 50 states. The truth hurts, doesn't it, Habsburg? Oh, sure. Maybe not as much as jumping on a bicycle with a seat missing, but it hurts.
Back. David Fisher joins me as he does every week, CEO of Landmark Capital. We always have a good time together, and he makes finances pretty simple, I think. I mean, easy to understand. And you can always go back and get the podcast. If you missed something he said last week or the week before that, they're all up on The Real Side. It's TheRealSide.com. You can find them there. David, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me.
You know, you said we're going to hear, we've already heard five or six people now. I guess you're going to hear the seventh one.
Well, you know what? Yeah. Well, wait a minute. Because, you know, I hear, I get friends from the left who call me and say, are you really okay with this? Are you okay with them taxing us more money? And people on the right say, well, we're going to be able to get a break. I mean, just lay it out in plain, simple English. The average person, the guy working 9 to 5, how does this affect him as a whole?
You know, here's the problem, Joe. It's not that clear. You know, what President Trump campaigned upon is, you know, just a really clear across-the-board deduction. It's not that clear, unfortunately, because if you're a small business owner, depending on what your status is, if you're an S-Corp or a C-Corp, is going to determine if this thing is beneficial for you. I might actually have to move from an S-Corp to a C-Corp here coming up. So I don't know if it's going to be beneficial or not. So that's going to be determined who you are as American. Do you have a small business? What type of a small business is it? If not, so it's not. You know, I was listening to Steve Forbes today on Fox News, and he, you know, he put it really clearly. It's this was not what President Trump campaigned upon. You know, and he's very pro-Trump, and so am I. And, you know, but this is not Trump putting these things together. This is the House that put this together. So, but the House and the Senate, they're very similar. So, you know, what it does, though, there's a whole bunch of stuff in it. The credits, you know, the positive things is you get to double dip on having a tax break, $4,000. So that's very nice. Some of the benefit, or some of the drawbacks are, and there's a lot of them, depending on, again, who you are. If you're a person that has high medical bills, you don't get to get the medical deduction. If you're adopting children, you don't get an adoption credit. You don't get to write off your tax on plug-in motor vehicles. So if you want to get off using fossil fuels, this does not help you. Other things like everybody who has a tax preparer that does their taxes, which, you know, we do in our corporation, we don't get to write off that anymore. No moving expenses are being written off. Tax benefits, if you have a college loan, you don't get to deduct the interest anymore. So say goodbye to that and any deductions for theft, you don't get to write off anymore. So there's a lot of things here and there that, you know, little things that you don't get to write off, but the whole idea is that hopefully the $4,000 tax break and the corporations that go from 35% down to 20% will benefit and actually cause the economic growth. It does benefit the rich. So check this out. If you're a homeowner, like say in New York, and you have a loan on your house that's $500,000, that doesn't qualify you or I because we don't live in New York. Yeah. You can't write off any more home mortgage up to $1 million anymore. So they cut that in half down to $500,000. So that's the personal side. But if you're own a corporation that invests in real estate, you can, the depreciation costs that you deduct over 50 years, now you can take that down to 28 years, so you have a bigger deduction per year as being owning real estate as a corporation in New York. So it definitely does benefit the rich. It takes away some of the estate taxes. So, you know, I'm not going to side with Senator Sherrod Brown out of the Democrat out of Ohio when they fought with the Orrin Hatch here recently last week in the Senate committee, and there was a big fight about that. But there is definitely some benefits to the wealthy in this tax break here, in this tax plan. I don't see what President Trump campaigned upon, where they actually really got.
Well, I want to say, this is not, would you at the simplest level say this is a tax plan for the rich that only benefits the rich?
No, it's not that.
Okay. Because that's what I'm hearing. Oh, yeah, the rich got away with murder, and they're getting this, and they're getting that, and they're getting this. I'm going, you know what? It really isn't that simple, because as you stated before, you know, being business owners, it's not black and white. We're not all just simple corporations or what have you. A lot of these mom-and-pop organizations, they might have two or three Subways, but they're still a small mom-and-pop organization. You know what I'm saying? So, anyway.
It's not clear. We'll find out after. It's kind of like, unfortunately, we'll find out really the implications after we actually walk through this. Because the bottom line is, this is supposed to stimulate the economy.
Right. Yeah,
no, $1.5 trillion.
I thought you were going to say we have to pass the bill before we can find out what's in it, right?
No, we already know what's in it. That's black and white.
Yep.
And when it goes to committee or conference, excuse me, it'll be black and white what it is. But will we get the bang for our buck? That's the thing we won't know until a couple years from now.
Right, until it starts to hit and starts to move forward. You know, and I keep telling people, I can't talk about the big corporations because I don't quote, always understand how they come up with their decisions. But I know the little guys like myself, when we had, you know, 17, 18, 19 employees in our computer firm, I want to make more money, but I can't make any more money unless I hire people. If I'm paying more taxes, I don't have the extra money to bring somebody on. So at a basic level for me, for the small business owner, yeah, I would have loved to have gotten a break to be able to pull more people on. You know what I'm saying? And it would have made sense. You would have had more people working, getting paychecks, and spending money through, you know, local supermarket and appliance stores and such.
You know, Steve Mnuchin said that if we could put this through to the pass-through for LLCs, that's really going to benefit job growth and stimulate the economy. That really would do that. And if they get that revised in a conference there, or that'll be a very good thing to have, and I would love that idea.
Okay, well, and they're working on that portion of it, correct?
It's not their first goal, and I don't even know if it's really on the agenda, but it was what was campaigned upon and talked about a whole bunch. That's why I'm saying, and what Steve Forbes is saying, what they originally really pushed for, they're not getting that. You know, so that's why the wealthy could, or some people could say, it's just for the wealthy. It is across the board, but there's not, they didn't hit the bullseye. They're a little bit off the mark on this thing.
Hey, look, and that's why we call the show The Real Side. I mean, you're not sucking up to Trump, and neither do I. But, all right, so you've been following the bond market, right? We're talking about a bubble. Give us an update on where you think the bond market's going.
Well, last week we had the biggest sell-off, the third largest, sell-off of outflow out of the U.S. bond market in history, $6.4 billion. So I've been talking on your program about a bubble that could be created here in bonds. And, you know, if the old theory holds true, he who holds the bag is the greater fool. Obviously, some people are seeing this as a bubble forming, and they're getting out of the market. Of course, Bill Gross, one of the bond kings, who was the previous founder of PIMCO, the largest bond trader in the world. Now he's moved on to Janus. And also Jeffrey Gundlach, who's also been cited as the bond king, both spoke last week on CNBC saying that definitely the bond market is being created in a bubble with interest rates starting to rise. And to put it into perspective, Joe, the global bonds value trade over $100 trillion, while U.S. stock market, the S&P and the Dow, adds up to around $64 trillion. So the bond market has tripled in size in the last 15 years. So this is because the Fed's done a lot of quantitative easing, and so is the European Central Bank. So now they're trying to unwind their balance sheet. That's affecting these values. And so this is where we could see a bubble that might burst. And, you know, I'm going to go on record as saying, again, the Fed is reactionary. They do something after a problem happens, and then they create another problem that surfaces 5, 6, 7 years later, and that problem bursts, and then they do something as a reaction to that, and then that turns into another problem. And that's what's happening here in the bond market, unfortunately.
I look at this stuff, and I see all this stuff. You scare me whenever you say unwinding the balance sheet, because, you know, anytime you unwind something, it tends to be a negative thing. A positive thing all the time, and people who don't understand what's going on, you still have dabblers in the market, dabblers in stocks and bonds, and maybe we talk a little bit. I want to talk a little bit about that on the other side of the break. Being on a school board, we're dependent upon bonds at times, but it's really interesting to see where they're at and how easy or how hard they are to sell. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. David Fisher joins me today, CEO of Landmark Capital. You want to check them out. You want to hop up to their website, and I know some of you make fun of me for saying hop, landmarkgold.com, landmarkgold.com, or call them if you prefer, human being, 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
You don't get much more American than you get with Charlie Daniels. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, my wife gets mad at me when I do that. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. because I'm a Yankee. I'm not allowed to do the Southern stuff. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But after the segment, you don't want to call that number. You want to call 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. If you're driving, don't write it down. You can go back and get the podcast later on. Don't worry about it. You won't miss it. David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital. Always a pleasure to have him with me. Plain Simple English. I'm going to rename you to Plain Simple English David. That's what I'm going to rename you, because really, really easy to understand this stuff when you talk about it. You know, before you jump in, though, I'm a school board member, and we rely heavily on bonds to get things done, schools built, and that kind of stuff. And it's amazing to me, depending on the state and the area and what have you, the fluctuation in bond interest or you know, rates. It's just crazy, but it seems like a safe and secure investment, is it not?
Well, it's, as far as defaulting, certainly, unless you live in Venezuela or something like that, or Puerto Rico. American bonds, for the most part, are one of, you know, we've had times in history where there's certain bonds that became very risky. You know, that's, you know, they have a name for them called junk bonds, but there's even bonds outside of junk bonds that became what you call junk status that were, you know, highly rated. It's just, you have to understand that there's no guarantee in life, as the old saying goes, is for death and taxes, you know. It's like saying, hey, my CD is really safe. Well, it is safe unless the government does a bail-in. It is safe unless we have massive inflation. Then you can't keep up with inflation if you're locked into a rate. But those things are very far and not the norm. And in a bond, you know, putting your money in a municipal bond, that's what you're talking about, a school board bond. My dad was president of the school board before, so I understand that. Or municipalities that raise money to build something or for repairs. Those things are pretty fairly safe. And, you know, the safest bond out there is U.S. Treasury. So globally, that's the safest asset. But that doesn't mean that you can't lose money in it. And that doesn't mean that you can't create a bubble.
Right.
Because certainly that's what's happening. Because as yields go up, it causes bond prices to go down. And when that happens, it creates a bubble.
Right.
While the interest rates are going up. And so the Fed has said that they're going to make rates go up. I don't know. I might challenge that theory. I don't know if they're going to be doing that. And we saw an announcement today from Janet Yellen that she is fully resigned when she fills out her term in January from even being part of the Fed. And so now it's going to be the new guy, and we'll see if rates go up. I don't know. I think they're going to be slow in raising rates, and I don't know if they're even going to raise them as much as they said they will, because this creates a whole other problem in the bond market.
Yeah, you know, it's. Do they usually hang out afterward to help out, or are they just do they just leave and never seen again?
Yeah. Well, usually they go back to a previous position in the Fed chairman's. They're still a part of the Fed, but they won't be the chairman anymore. But Janet Yellen is stepping down altogether. So that's a little bit on the unusual sign.
Is it really? Well, you know what? You don't want to be around when you see the wall coming down. I'm just kidding. You just never know what's going to happen with them. Okay, the European Central Bank made an announcement, and again, people have to understand, have to realize how entwined we are with banks around the world, as much as we're not all so happy with globalism.
Well, think about it this way. Here's an easy way of understanding, since you say I make things simple. What we did in 2006 and 2007 that created, and maybe even 2005, and some financial entities even started in 2001 where they leveraged money that caused the problem in 2008. We live in a global society. So what got triggered with Bear Stearns on Wall Street that brought Lehman Brothers down, went into the banking system, and then it dominoed to globally. So we do affect the rest of the world, and the rest of the world, evidenced by Brexit, does affect our markets. So now the European Central Bank, which is the equivalency of the Fed in Europe, okay, they are saying they want to change, in essence, the insurance that we would have, the equivalency of what we would have, Joe, of the FDIC, they want to take that away. So imagine in America, we just don't have an FDIC that says, well, we have an FDIC, but we don't have any insurance now up to $250,000 of deposit on account. That would not go well in our country. That's the announcement that they're thinking about doing. It's what they're saying. Here's a couple announcements that's kind of funny. Covered deposits, in other words, your money in the bank, and claims under investor compensation schemes should be replaced by limited discretionary exemptions to be granted by the competent authority in order to retain a degree of flexibility. Let me translate the legalese jargon here now.
Please.
So in other words, the bureaucrats that run the Central Bank of Europe say if you have money on account, that deposit level that is protected might not be protected anymore from a bail-in. We might not have any insurance anymore on your money. And they also went on to say this, during a transitional period, depositors should have access to an appropriate amount of their covered deposits to cover the cost of living within 5 working days. Then they wanted to say, we will help you determine what an appropriate amount is on deposit. So in other words, there is a time here where if the banks get in trouble, that you might not be able to have access to your money, only an appropriate amount, which they will determine for you. And it could take up to 5 days. Working days to get that request facilitated. So this is just basically the bank saying, we get into trouble, you're the one that's going to be left on the hook, and we might not be able to even get you looking at to see if you can get your money in 5 days.
That's great. God bless America, right?
So now this is Europe. This is not our country.
I know, but you know what happens, right?
I know what you're saying. That's why we talk about finances. This tells us that there could be another financial problem coming. This is why I've been saying, just because the stock market is roaring and raging does not associate everything economically is all financially sound. We saw a roaring, raging market, and we had a collapse because things weren't economically sound behind the scenes. It happened in 1929, the Roaring Twenties, which created a crash because they went on leverage. It happened recently in 2008. We're doing the same thing again. There's 2.5 times more debt now there was than pre-2007. So we're going to have a correction. And obviously, the ECB is preparing for this in Europe and trying to make small announcements to not change and alter the behavior of their citizens. Because it would be crazy all of a sudden they just said, we're yanking the deposit insurance. They're saying we're thinking about it, and here's the criteria, 5 days to think about it to see what's appropriate. So they even got the criteria, too. So they've done a little bit more than thinking.
Wow. Yeah, always crazy. Okay, for once, you've actually got some minutes to talk about the free newsletter that you have available for those who come in and sign up for it.
Well, I write a monthly newsletter, and every month is usually a different topic. I don't always talk about the debt, but what I'm talking about, our most recent newsletter, is called Black Gold for Yellow Gold, The Trade That Changes the World. This is talking about China launching the petrol yuan, which we got about 4 weeks until they do this. They want to convert or sell oil and buy oil outside of U.S. dollar contracts and do that in their currency, and you can convert their currency to gold. So this is a very historic event. It's coming in about 4 weeks, and this could change some things, not drastically or immediately, but we're going to see another currency fight for trying to be a part of the worldwide reserve currency. So, and that's the Chinese currency called the yuan. So I write about that and how that relates to oil and why did they do that in oil. And next month we're going to write about a couple of the topics. Has to do with the debt, has to do with the budget. It's going to be actually a goulash topic, about three of them. And but when they sign up, but we don't give out your email. We do not send out another email to you during the month. We do not, you know, you're not going to get a bunch of emails from us or any more from any other company because we don't trade, sell, or do anything with your email. That's private, and that is the guarantee from the coming from the CEO. So you're not going to be bombarded with things from our company. Just once a month email that will help you understand economics.
Yeah, and again, people, it's one of those things. You want to head up to the website, landmarkgold.com, landmarkgold.com. You can check it out there, because if you're like I am, I like to hop on a website, look around. I kind of look at the professionalism of the site, gives me an idea of what they're like, and then I read through some of their information. Then I call them. So at that point, you want to call 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311, and get your questions answered. I have yet to have a listener call me and tell me that they were hard sold, they were pressured to sell. David, I got to tell you, that's one thing I love about your company, is that nobody is actually pressured to sell. And without giving away too much information, you're not just a sponsor of the show. I'm actually a customer of Landmark, and we haven't had problems. So that's a good thing. And speaking of capital, we got to go. Anyway, have a great Thanksgiving, David. Don't eat too much. Send pictures of the food. I always love pictures of food. We'll be back in a few minutes for the rest of you. Don't go far.